This is the NOCM ESOL International Proficient User Level C2 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Excuse me, can I help you? 2. We have to be there at 6 o'clock. When is the taxi coming? 3. I need to get some petrol on the way home. 4. Are you still planning on going away next Saturday? 5. Can I have a glass of water, please? 6. I slipped down the stairs this morning and now my back really hurts. 7. Would you rather stay in or go out on Friday night? 8. How will I know when to take the food out of the oven? 9. Could you tell me where to find the breadsticks, please? 10. If I bought a coffee machine, would you use it?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Excuse me, can I help you? 2. We have to be there at 6 o'clock. When is the taxi coming? 3. I need to get some petrol on the way home. 4. Are you still planning on going away next Saturday? 5. Can I have a glass of water, please? 6. I slipped down the stairs this morning and now my back really hurts. 7. Would you rather stay in or go out on Friday night? 8. How will I know when to take the food out of the oven? 9. Could you tell me where to find the breadsticks, please? 10. If I bought a coffee machine, would you use it?
2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation one. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You'll then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello. I'd like some advice about adopting a dog, please.
What kind of dog are you looking for?
I'm not sure. I live in a ground floor apartment with my mum and sister. It's got a small garden and the area is quiet with not much traffic.
If you live in an apartment, I'd suggest you adopt a small dog, as they don't need as much room as larger dogs, and running around a garden is ideal. But you'll have to make sure the garden is secure so it doesn't escape. Dogs need regular exercise and training to behave well around people and other animals.
We have a park nearby and I go jogging, so I can take my dog out each day with me. Could we put a kennel in the garden for the dog to sleep in?
Yes, but small dogs need to live inside and not be left outside on their own. In fact, no dog should be left outside or on their own during the day.
My mum works part-time in the mornings, so she'll look after the dog during the day because I'm at college.
Do you have any other pets?
No. We used to have a cat, but it was old and died last year. We miss having a pet, which is why we'd like another one. We thought a dog would be better because it can go on holiday with us. We're not fussy about having a male or a female dog, but would prefer a younger dog, but not a puppy.
We have a 2-year-old male dog that needs rehoming. His previous owner became ill and couldn't look after him. He's a sweet little toy poodle with a gentle nature. We can arrange for you and your family to meet him if you like.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello. I'd like some advice about adopting a dog, please.
What kind of dog are you looking for?
I'm not sure. I live in a ground floor apartment with my mum and sister. It's got a small garden and the area is quiet with not much traffic.
If you live in an apartment, I'd suggest you adopt a small dog, as they don't need as much room as larger dogs. And running around a garden is ideal. But you'll have to make sure the garden is secure so it doesn't escape. Dogs need regular exercise and training to behave well around people and other animals.
We have a park nearby and I go jogging, so I can take my dog out each day with me. Could we put a kennel in the garden for the dog to sleep in?
Yes. But small dogs need to live inside and not be left outside on their own. In fact, no dog should be left outside or on their own during the day.
My mum works part-time in the mornings, so she'll look after the dog during the day because I'm at college.
Do you have any other pets?
No. We used to have a cat, but it was old and died last year. We miss having a pet, which is why we'd like another one. We thought a dog would be better because it can go on holiday with us. We're not fussy about having a male or a female dog, but would prefer a younger dog, but not a puppy.
We have a 2-year-old male dog that needs rehoming. His previous owner became ill and couldn't look after him. He's a sweet little toy poodle with a gentle nature. We can arrange for you and your family to meet him if you like.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello, I'm here for the sales assistant interview.
Do you have any retail experience?
Last year, I worked in a supermarket during the school holidays in their clothing section, and I had to sort the clothes and price them up. I really enjoyed it, but unfortunately, I couldn't apply for a full-time job at that time because I needed to finish my studies. I've left school now and I'm looking for a job working in a clothes shop. I love fashion, especially children's wear, and would like to have my own shop one day.
We sell a variety of different clothes for children and adults, including shoes. Sometimes we encounter difficult customers who are quite demanding. How would you deal with these customers?
I'd listen to what they say and ask questions to make sure I understand what they need and make them feel like they're being listened to.
How would you describe your skills and qualities?
I'm friendly, organised and patient. I have qualifications in maths and English and I'm good at managing money.
You'll have to work weekends and some evenings. How do you feel about that?
I can be flexible and don't mind so long as it's not every evening or every weekend.
No, we wouldn't expect that. Why would you like to work in our shop?
You sell good quality, fashionable clothes, and my friend says you have an excellent training programme. I'd like the opportunity to learn more about buying and selling clothes.
It's a day release training programme where you go to college one day a week to gain a qualification in fashion buying. It takes a year to qualify.
That sounds exciting. Do I need to pay any fees?
No, we pay for your training. But if you leave our employment within 12 months after qualifying, we would expect you to refund us your college fees, which I think is only fair.
I understand.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, I'm here for the sales assistant interview.
Do you have any retail experience?
Last year, I worked in a supermarket during the school holidays in their clothing section and I had to sort the clothes and price them up. I really enjoyed it, but unfortunately, I couldn't apply for a full-time job at that time because I needed to finish my studies. I've left school now and I'm looking for a job working in a clothes shop. I love fashion, especially children's wear, and would like to have my own shop one day.
We sell a variety of different clothes for children and adults, including shoes. Sometimes we encounter difficult customers who are quite demanding. How would you deal with these customers?
I'd listen to what they say and ask questions to make sure I understand what they need and make them feel like they're being listened to.
How would you describe your skills and qualities?
I'm friendly, organised and patient. I have qualifications in maths and English and I'm good at managing money.
You'll have to work weekends and some evenings. How do you feel about that?
I can be flexible and don't mind so long as it's not every evening or every weekend.
No, we wouldn't expect that. Why would you like to work in our shop?
You sell good quality, fashionable clothes, and my friend says you have an excellent training programme. I'd like the opportunity to learn more about buying and selling clothes.
It's a day release training programme where you go to college one day a week to gain a qualification in fashion buying. It takes a year to qualify.
That sounds exciting. Do I need to pay any fees?
No, we pay for your training. But if you leave our employment within 12 months after qualifying, we would expect you to refund us your college fees, which I think is only fair.
I understand.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. You will now hear a debate and a discussion. You will hear them twice. You have 2 minutes to look at the questions for both the debate and the discussion. Now listen to the debate. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Welcome to Radio 4. Today we're debating the issue of electronic mail. Nowadays, many banks, businesses, and other organisations don't send paper mail in the post to your home. They prefer to email you instead. Personally, as I've got older, I find this quite frustrating because now I need to either print off all my emails and documents, which means spending money on ink and paper, or find a way of storing my emails so I can find my documents quickly when I need them.
Well, I prefer electronic mail. There is less paper to store. I keep all my emails in different folders online, and I also create folders so I can neatly file documents away on my computer.
But not everyone knows how to do that. Some people find technology extremely confusing to use. And not only that, you need to have an email account, remember passwords, own a computer, printer, mobile phone, and pay for broadband. It is really expensive.
That is the way of the future, I'm afraid.
I understand that. But it isn't right to force people into a technologically driven society. Letters and documents received in the post are better for people who can't afford to buy the latest computer, smartphone, or pay for broadband. Also, people with poor eyesight often prefer to read paper letters and documents.
If they struggle to read online, they can always enlarge the print on their computer or phone screens. Anyway, you receive electronic mail a lot quicker than correspondence delivered in the post. Also, postal mail can get lost.
True, but I still say online mail is not practical for people who struggle with technology. At the moment, for example, if I want to check my bank balance, I need to have an online account. Then, if the site has technical issues, I can't log on. It's very frustrating.
Yes, that can be annoying.
Now listen to the debate again.
Welcome to Radio 4. Today we're debating the issue of electronic mail. Nowadays, many banks, businesses, and other organisations don't send paper mail in the post to your home. They prefer to email you instead. Personally, as I've got older, I find this quite frustrating, because now I need to either print off all my emails and documents, which means spending money on ink and paper, or find a way of storing my emails so I can find my documents quickly when I need them.
Well, I prefer electronic mail. There is less paper to store. I keep all my emails in different folders online, and I also create folders so I can neatly file documents away on my computer.
But not everyone knows how to do that. Some people find technology extremely confusing to use. And not only that, you need to have an email account, remember passwords, own a computer, printer, mobile phone, and pay for broadband. It is really expensive.
That is the way of the future, I'm afraid.
I understand that. But it isn't right to force people into a technologically driven society. Letters and documents received in the post are better for people who can't afford to buy the latest computer, smartphone, or pay for broadband. Also, people with poor eyesight often prefer to read paper letters and documents.
If they struggle to read online, they can always enlarge the print on their computer or phone screens. Anyway, you receive electronic mail a lot quicker than correspondence delivered in the post. Also, postal mail can get lost.
True, but I still say online mail is not practical for people who struggle with technology. At the moment, for example, if I want to check my bank balance, I need to have an online account. Then, if the site has technical issues, I can't log on. It's very frustrating.
Yes, that can be annoying.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Debate and discussion. Listen to the discussion. You will hear it twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello. Today's guest is an environmental expert who has been campaigning to get governments to take global warming seriously. Europe is seeing some unprecedented hot weather right now. Why is that?
There are two reasons for the recent hot weather. The accumulation of fossil fuel pollution in the atmosphere, which is trapping heat around the Earth, and slow-moving hot air being pushed up from Africa.
Most Mediterranean countries are used to coping with temperatures of more than 38 degrees centigrade, but other countries like the UK, Germany and Holland are unprepared to cope with this heat. The heat is affecting the infrastructure of these countries by melting roads, twisting railway lines and expanding steel pipes. How can we prevent this?
In Mediterranean countries like Spain, Italy, Portugal and Greece, the steel used in rail lines is manufactured using a variety of different alloys, so the steel releases heat more effectively and therefore doesn't expand and twist. We need to invest more in the manufacturing of steel so that it can cope with high temperatures.
Wildfires are also breaking out across Europe. Crops and grass have dried up and are easily set on fire. What can we do?
People must be more responsible, particularly in relation to having outdoor barbecues and discarding lit cigarettes. Planting broadleaf forests can also help, as they are more fire resistant than the pine forests of southern Europe. And we need to invest in more efficient water irrigation and recycling systems.
Do you think there will be a water shortage in the future?
It's possible. Only 2.5% of all water on the planet is fresh and drinkable. So yes, if rainfall reduces, waterways could dry up and we could face water shortages. We need to learn how to conserve water, repair leaking pipelines, and educate people on lifestyle change and personal water usage. Most importantly, we must reduce fossil fuel pollution.
Good advice. Thank you.
Now listen to the discussion again.
Hello. Today's guest is an environmental expert who has been campaigning to get governments to take global warming seriously. Europe is seeing some unprecedented hot weather right now. Why is that?
There are two reasons for the recent hot weather. The accumulation of fossil fuel pollution in the atmosphere, which is trapping heat around the Earth, and slow-moving hot air being pushed up from Africa.
Most Mediterranean countries are used to coping with temperatures of more than 38 degrees centigrade, but other countries like the UK, Germany and Holland are unprepared to cope with this heat. The heat is affecting the infrastructure of these countries by melting roads, twisting railway lines and expanding steel pipes. How can we prevent this?
In Mediterranean countries like Spain, Italy, Portugal and Greece, the steel used in rail lines is manufactured using a variety of different alloys, so the steel releases heat more effectively and therefore doesn't expand and twist. We need to invest more in the manufacturing of steel so that it can cope with high temperatures.
Wildfires are also breaking out across Europe. Crops and grass have dried up and are easily set on fire. What can we do?
People must be more responsible, particularly in relation to having outdoor barbecues and discarding lit cigarettes. Planting broadleaf forests can also help, as they are more fire resistant than the pine forests of southern Europe. And we need to invest in more efficient water irrigation and recycling systems.
Do you think there will be a water shortage in the future?
It's possible. Only 2.5% of all water on the planet is fresh and drinkable. So yes, if rainfall reduces, waterways could dry up and we could face water shortages. We need to learn how to conserve water, repair leaking pipelines, and educate people on lifestyle change and personal water usage. Most importantly, we must reduce fossil fuel pollution.
Good advice. Thank you.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.